And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. Welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. It's great to be with you today, and we're looking at some very, very big and important topics. I want you to maybe get a copy of this program by audio tape or by CD if you can, and listen to it several times, because I want to give you some facts, some information about the NSA, the IRS, John F. Kennedy, Project Lucid, Ed Snowden, the NSA, the North American Union, and even robots and immortality, all in one program. So we're going to go very fast today and cover a lot of territory because this is so vitally important. And I've been thinking about these things. I've been dreaming about them for a couple of weeks now. They've been filling my mind. And I wanted you to know about them. Now, I wrote the book Project Lucid, L-U-C-I-D, back in 1996. Now, in 96, when I wrote this book, no one could imagine that we were, going to have all of the horrible terrorist incidents of 9/11 and other horrors. The Iraq War, of course, would go on. The war in Afghanistan, both of which we're losing right now, by the way. Iraq is worse off than it was. In Afghanistan, it's just a pitiful state, and the Taliban are also winning there. We won a war in Libya, but who knows what we won? We murdered Gaddafi, our associates did. But now that country that was so prosperous of Libya is reduced to, well, just poverty. It seems that everywhere we go, poverty follows. Everywhere we go, poverty follows. And the big lie is, of course, that we're bringing democracy to the Middle East. It seems that all of those countries are our enemy, except Israel that's in bed with us. All of those countries are enemies. I find it interesting, before we had Israel as a friend, we had all of those Muslim countries as our friends. But once Israel became our friend, they all became our enemies. Now, there's well over 100 million Muslims. I don't know the exchange there. 7 million Jews, not really Jews, they're Khazars, and Israel versus 100 million or so Arabs and Palestinians. But enough of that. I just wanted to let you know that it seems that in our desire to do everything that Israel wants, including to bash, maim, and torture the Middle East. And believe me, our CIA and the NSA have been doing a lot of torture. The waterboarding is only one small piece of that. But we've been torturing prisoners in our gulags, American gulags, for some years now. It was begun under George W. Bush. And now continues under Barack Obama. So we have become a nation that tortures people and that can kill anyone with the new NDAA Act that gave Barack Obama the authority to murder anyone without a trial, just on suspicion, so-called. And we've had actual murders recently, quite a few. I just mentioned a couple. There was the Washington, D.C. madam who was going to tell all, but she was found murdered a couple of years ago, hanging in a small, I don't know if you call it a shed. It was a shed behind her house. She had said on the radio, if I'm found dead, they'll tell you it's a suicide. It wasn't. I would never kill myself. You could know they murdered me if you found me dead. She thought that would be protection by her telling people. Well, it was only a couple months after that that we did find her dead, hung in a shed. Recently, Michael Hastings, who was the one who outed General Petraeus of the CIA and was going to do more outing, was writing another article on it and was going to reveal more secrets, was killed in a car crash. I believe that a black box, so-called, a device was put on his car, and at a certain time they took it over, and he had no control over it. Just like the 9/11 hijackers. They did not fly those airplanes into those buildings. They were going to land and become heroes or whatever. That was their intent. But what happened was the black box in those airplanes took over, and they and everyone in the plane perished. In any case, we have a rogue government. That's what we have, friends. And if you read George Orwell's 1984, you will at least partially understand our government. Everything in there. We've gone further than that, but at least it'll give you a background. It'll put your feet on solid ground. I read this week there are proposals to make your TV set and your DVR, the set-top box that goes on top of your TV. They want to make it so while you're watching TV, it's watching you. In fact, when you turn it off, it's still watching you. It has a camera and a microphone hidden inside. That's what they're proposing to do. Now, Google, the head of Google, was asked about this, Mr. Page. And he said, well, if you haven't done anything wrong, what's the matter with it? Shut up. Slap the guy a couple times for me, would you? If you haven't done anything wrong, why worry about it? I worry a lot about it. I want my privacy. When I'm in my bedroom, when I'm in my living room, my hobby room, I just want privacy. I don't want some filthy marketer watching what I'm doing, listening to what I'm doing. It's just a personal preference I have. I don't want to be bothered by the government or by their puppets like Mr. Page and Mr. Brin, who are billionaires, who are put there on purpose. Don't think for a moment, friends, that Mark Zuckerberg actually founded and invented Facebook. No. That was with government help. All of these big corporations now, they're all owned by Jews. Yes, they are. They're all owned. If you don't believe me, you check it out. Michael Dell, Jew. Steve Jobs was Jewish. Page, Brin, the others at Schmidt at Google, they're Jews. Every one of them are Jews. They've all been put there by other Jews to watch you and me. Now, this NSA spectacle we've just found out about, actually, I've known it for many years. I reported in my book, Project Lucid, about the NSA. You'll find out all about the PRISM system, PRISM that they've got, about them wiretapping your phones, about them listening to all of your emails. It's costing them $120 billion a year to do this, but it's your money and my money. They're not short of money. When they need more, the Fed Reserve just prints it up. Don't tell me we're going to go bankrupt. How can you go bankrupt as a country when the Fed Reserve is printing the money? Now, Ben Bernanke smiled very wickedly about the time he became Fed Reserve chairman when he was asked, are you worried about the financial crisis in America? He said, no, when I need more money, I just use a printing press. Ha, ha, ha. That's what he said. He cranks up the printing press. Friends, when you print all the money, you can print as much as you want. Is there any law that says how much he'll print? No. Can the Congress tell him that you can only print so many dollars? No. And by the way, he doesn't really print money. He just puts it on the books electronically. On the books of any corporation in the world, any bank in the world. And America has been fueling with tens of billions of dollars every month. We have been giving money away, but not to the little people, not to you and me and the guy down the street. Bank America, Wells Fargo, JP Morgan Chase, That's who gets all the money. Goldman Sachs Bank, Morgan Stanley. That's who's making a killing off of this. They're now flush with cash, all of the big banks. How do they get that? They were given the money. I'm not kidding you, friends. They were all about to go bankrupt because of the housing hoax that they had pulled on all of us in 2008. They had jacked up the price of homes. They had resold the mortgages over and over and over, sometimes up to 70 times for each mortgage. How can you take one man, you buy a house for $200,000 and they sell your mortgage 70 times? Do you realize 70 times 200,000? How much money a bank can make with one mortgage? But then they began to get so greedy that they sold all these mortgages to everybody. They didn't even look at them. They just stamped them. AAA. Who were the mortgagees? Well, they turned out to be illegal aliens, people without jobs, ex-convicts. I mean, they had mortgage agents going around on the street corner with blank mortgage forms saying, do you need a mortgage? I got one here for you. Well, I ain't got any money. And well, it's okay. We'll approve you. And they did. Everybody got a mortgage. They're called subprime mortgages. And not everybody could even pay for it. Many of those people didn't even make one house payment. 6 months goes by, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. They're not paying. Then they get a notice of foreclosure. They say, ram it. You stick it up your whatever. We're not going to pay it. But they're still living in the house in Las Vegas, in Florida, in Los Angeles. Wherever they're at, they're still living in the house. And it takes 5 or 6 years before you can get them out of there. Sometimes a court keeps them in there forever almost. There are people living in America that haven't paid a note since they got their subprime mortgage in 2005, 6, 7, and 8. And the banks all pocketed from this. In fact, Goldman Sachs lost over $100 billion in subprime mortgages, but that's okay. They had insurance from AIG, insurance company. And when AIG Bank went bankrupt, yes, AIG, the insurance company that was insuring all of these big banks, insuring all of their subprime lousy mortgages, after AIG went bankrupt, the company was bought up by the federal government. AIG kept going even though it was bankrupt. And the federal government, the Fed Reserve and the Treasury, put in hundreds of billions of dollars into their coffers so they could pay off everybody. You didn't know, did you, that you have given of your money, I don't know how much each of you have given, but thousands of dollars you've given to Bank America, Wells Fargo, JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, all of these banks, you've given the money. Now, I want to talk about the NSA today and the IRS and all these other acronym alphabet scam agencies that are out there. I pray that you will buy my book, Project Lucid. Its subtitle is The B666 Universal Human Control System. Now, when I came out with this book, it didn't sell as well as many of my books did. Oh, it sold, you know, well enough. It was okay. It was doing great. But my other books, Codex Magica, Mysterious Monument, Circle of Intrigue, they sold triple the number of copies as Project Lucid. And I asked my wife, Wanda, well, I wonder what happened with Project Lucid. This is one of the more important books I've ever done. It exposes the plan for all of us to have a biochip put in our bodies. It exposes the plan first for a biometrics ID card to be given to each of us. It exposes really the North American Union. It doesn't even mention that, but it talks about how we're coming to that point where all the illegal aliens, everybody will have the same biometrics card. And that's, by the way, what they've got in the new immigration law. The new immigration law requires all of these illegal aliens in America to bop down to the ICE office, the immigration service office, and get their new biometrics card. Then they can stay in America. They're on a fast path to citizenship. They're given amnesty if they'll get that card. And let me tell you about the new immigration bill. After it's passed, and they're trying to rush it through, these con artists, the Gang of Eight, You know, Rubio and, what's his name? Lindsey Graham, Chuck Schumer, McCain, Senator Flake. I like the name. It matches what he is. And they got a deal for you. This not only gives amnesty, it gives perpetual, permanent amnesty forever to every illegal alien who comes into America. He will get this same good deal. In other words, after the bill is passed, we will have millions of illegals come across the borders. Don't think they're going to close up those borders. Don't even think they're going to put more border patrol to work. Right now, the border patrol is sitting on its hands. They've been ordered by the Obama administration, don't do your jobs. I'm not kidding you. Don't you remember back during the Bush era, there was a couple of the border patrol back there that stopped a big drug runner from coming across the border. He tried to get away in his vehicle and they shot him. I think the bullet went into his posterior. He had to be hospitalized. A drug dealer. His vehicle was full of dope. Did the guys get a medal for their behavior? No. You know what? They got hauled into court. They got indicted by the U.S. attorney. Why? For not following orders. What was the order? Let everybody go. Friends, this is an occasion, this immigration bill. Naturally, they'll be able to vote without any kind of identification. You know the old slogan, don't you? Vote early and vote often. That's what they'll be doing. Voting early, but voting often. Maybe 20 or 30 times a day. But all of their friends out in Mexico, the 100 million or other Mexicans, will all be coming in. Why? Because they're all going to get amnesty too. From now on, there will be nothing but amnesty. Amnesty is a perpetual, evolving, never-ending legislation. That's what it calls for. Not just they claim 11 million, just 11 million illegal aliens. They don't even want to call them illegal aliens. Had a man get mad as a wet hen at me. He had been one of the Romney people. He was in the Romney campaign. Met him here in Austin, Texas. We began to talk about immigration, illegal aliens. He said, oh, don't use that word illegal aliens. We of the Romney campaign, we never use that. I said, Romney, who was that now? Wasn't he the guy that ran for president? Well, yeah. Oh, because I was just pulling his leg a little bit there. So y'all didn't use the word illegal alien. Oh, no, no, don't call them that. They're undocumented. Undocumented workers. What if they were lazy bums that never worked, just wanted to come to America, get welfare and free medical aid and all that? Oh, you don't understand about immigration. Yeah, I do. They're illegals. They're illegals. They're illegal aliens. He ended up calling me Attila the Hun. And I began to laugh. I said, I like that. I'm Attila the Hun. That's why Romney never got to be president, because all the people that wanted freebies voted for Obama, and all the people that were hardworking didn't vote at all. All the people that were patriotic people did not agree with him. I mean, Romney, he gave us what? He gave us the Obama health care plan. I have found out that the people working on it, the state of Massachusetts, for when he was governor, Romney, are the very same people that are now at the White House working, putting together Obama's plan. It's the same names, the same people put Massachusetts plan together. And that's why they laughed and snickered and said, Romney care is the same as Obamacare. They knew. That's why Romney said, we're going to close down this factory. We're going to close down this factory. We can do better moving our stuff overseas. That was before, of course, he ran for president. He was for offshoring. That jackal still has most of his personal money overseas, offshored. He was with Bain Company. I can tell you some very bad things about Bain Company, including all of its Israeli connections. But I won't. I've got so much more to talk about. Project Lucid. What is Project Lucid? What do the letters stand for? L-U-C-I-D. It is a real project headquartered at the United Nations. A real project. It means logical, universal, communications, interactive data bank. Project Lucid. It is a project to computerize all of the people on this earth, all of them. And America is paying most of the money. Already the people of India and the people of Red China have an ID card. You may not know that, but they do. Everywhere a Chinese goes, he has to show his biometrics ID card. Everywhere a person from India goes, they have to show their biometrics ID card. How do they get these cards? Because the United States government paid for these gigantic United States software corporations to go overseas and give it to them. Did you know that there's 160 million people in Mexico and every Mexican citizen also has an ID card? Who gave it to them? Oracle Software of California. Mr. Ellison is head of that company. This was decided by the Clinton administration, and they gave Ellison hundreds of millions of dollars to go down to Mexico and give them all ID cards. We're one of the only countries in the world that has not given people ID cards. Why? Because the American people said, I'm not taking that piece of trash, that piece of plastic. That's a precursor to the number 666 in Revelation 17. I'm not going to take it. And they didn't. So what they did was they had a halfway house. First, they required all 50 states, the federal government required them to give new ID cards. Didn't you get a new ID card in the last 10 years? In a different format? Oh, yeah. When I was a young man, we had driver's licenses. That's what I'm talking about, driver's licenses. The driver's license in all 50 states was renewed. Everybody had to get a new format. When I was a young man, we had a driver's license, and it was just typed on there. Didn't even have a photograph. It did not have a photograph. Oh, now they have a photograph. Many states have a smart card, ID card. It can include up to 5 megs or more of information. They decided first we'll fool the people by giving them these ID cards that are really just driver's licenses. But all of them linked together. Then they went and they spent $500 million for a driver's license identification center in Virginia and in West Virginia. They have another one. I'm not kidding you, friends. They spent over $500 million of our money for a central identification bureau. Did they ask your approval? No. Did you vote on that? No. Over $500 million. Now, all of the driver's licenses, and for everybody in America, when they get approved by the state sends all the information to the Central Identification Bureau. Who's it run by? The National Security Agency. Now, under the immigration plan that they've got, and they're working hard to pass this, it's going to pass the Senate, they say, it's going to go over to the House. And John Boehner is being put under pressure to approve the immigration bill. And let me tell you something. When I say under pressure, let me tell you what I'm talking about. I'm talking about blackmail. He is being blackmailed. And congressmen and senators, I have been told by the highest authority and a well-known that they're all being blackmailed. They have all been visited. All the congressmen that have made it plain they're not going to vote for the Immigration Act have been visited by teams, certain teams of individuals. These individuals say, we've been watching you. We've been watching you through the National Security Agency's communications devices. We know every email you've sent out. We know every email you've received for years. We have made wiretaps on your phones, at home and here. We know every conversation you've had with everyone for years. We'd like you to vote for immigration. That's all they have to say. Because about 95% of these congressmen are corrupt. What do you think went on those emails? What do you think was they're worried about on the phone calls that were taped by the NSA? Don't think for a moment they're not taping our congressmen. I'll tell you what's on there. Their dalliances, their meetings with young boys. With young boys, there are a bunch of pedophiles up there. They're going to satanic conferences and meetings. They're meeting men for homosexual relations at the Bohemian Grove or some Masonic group. Oh, yeah, the Masons at the highest level have their prostitutes come in. Oh, yeah. They have their prostitutes come in. The Shriners have prostitutes come in all the time. Wild parties. And they know about it. The NSA knows about it. They've got dossiers on every congressman, every important person in America, every banker, every CEO of any company. And they better cooperate. They know it's not just Facebook or MySpace. They know everything about these jokers. It's an amazing thing. They know about the affairs these guys are. Now, you remember when Bill Clinton was told he was going to be impeached and he gave a speech and he said, everyone that's involved in this impeachment, I'm going to come and get you. You're my enemy. I'm going to come and get you. I'm paraphrasing, but that's what he basically told them. Do you remember how many speakers of the House we went through? First Gingrich was fired, then Livingston, then Hastert. That's three right there. In a period of about a year, we had three speakers of the House. And each one of them was out, you know, they had to leave because there was dirt found on them. Gingrich was chasing the skirts in his own office, going to bed with his, you know, with his assistants, so-called. Livingston had some honey girl on the side as his mistress. And Hastert had some unidentified problems. I haven't even found out what those were. But it must have something to do with satanic rituals and sex. These people all have clay feet. And the big boys at the NSA have a hammer and they're going around banging them. They're smashing up those clay feet. They're blackmailing us. I invite them to come in and look at my conversations, my emails. They'll get very bored. I talk about Jesus a lot. I talk about patriotism a lot. But I don't talk about cheating. I don't talk about smoking and drinking and parties because I don't do those things. If you don't do anything, they can't hang it over your head. That's why the FBI and the other agency don't come bother me here. They'd like to. I'm sure that they've been monitoring what Power of Prophecy is doing, but it's just too boring. They can't find any exciting dirt on Tex Mars. And they're not going to find any either. My wife, I give her permission to take charge first. I don't think she's going to allow anything like that. But actually, I wouldn't want to do anything to Wanda like that. I wouldn't want to hurt my wife. I respect my wife too much. So you're not going to find any dirt on Tex Mars. Oh, I'm like every other human being. I've got my frailties, my weak moments. I ask God for more strength, for more help. But I'm not going to go out and smoke pot or take dope or have a DUI or have an affair. Absolutely not. I'm going to return in just a minute. We're going to see more about Project Lucid. What's really going on at the NSA and the IRS? And I promised you President Kennedy, we'll talk about him and so much more right here on Power of Prophecy. Hello, friends. Tex Mars again. I want to tell you about my book, Project Lucid. The Beast 666 Universal human control system. We knew it was coming. In this stunning book, I tell you about the National Security Agency. You'll see the powers that it has and the degradations and the humiliations that it's causing a lot of people today. You'll discover that they want to issue you a universal biometrics ID card. That's the reason for the amnesty immigration plan and for the Obama medical care plan. You see, I've read parts of it. I haven't read the whole Obamacare plan, but I've read enough of the parts to scare the dickens out of me. Why does it scare me? Because it has in it a requirement for every person in the United States to be given a universal biometrics ID card. And later on, you're going to be given a chip inserted into your body. It requires it. You're going to get one. And they're going to keep track of you in every way with your biometrics card. But look at today. Everything is being watched. Everything is being surveyed. You know it's true, friends. Your TV sets and your DVR recorders on those sets are watching you now. You watch them, they watch you. Spy satellites. They have an agency called the National Reconnaissance Office. They've got satellites all over the world. What are they watching? I mean, the Iron Curtain fell. The Soviet Union is no more. What are they watching with all of those spy satellites? They're watching you and me. And now they've got thousands and thousands of drones. Expect tens of thousands more. Pilotless drones, robotic drones. But more than that, now they have insect and birds as drones. You're sitting on your back porch and a bumblebee flies and alights on the railing there. Watch out. It may not really be a bumblebee. It could be an NSA drone listening to you. When you go in your house, there might be a fly or a mosquito there that you don't really notice sitting on the ceiling or on the wall. And in it is a microphone. It's an NSA device. Your telephone calls are being recorded. Yes, they are. Your telephone calls are being recorded. Your emails are being watched. All day long, Big Brother's communication systems are watching you, recording you. When you go to the mall, at least 10 or 15 cameras take pictures of you by the time you're finished for the day. You've been recorded in amazing ways. When you make a phone call, they know about the phone call, what you said, and exactly where you're at with GPS devices. All this data is all linked together. They know everything you purchased. Don't think you can get away with some purchase without them knowing about it. And they have a central identification office. And they have the NSA in Fort Meade, Maryland, a gigantic complex building. But that's not enough. Now they're building a new one, almost finished, in Utah. And there you've got five or six gigantic buildings. Where are they getting the money for all of this? We're supposed to be running short as a nation. They're talking about the sequester. We don't have enough money. But they have billions to buy new NSA spying complexes. They're not short of money at all to run their spy systems. They're snooping on you and me. They've got plenty of money. And do not think for a moment that Congress doesn't know about this. The Obama Affordable Care Medical Plan has been approved by our Congress. You remember that vote, don't you? Very, very close vote. I mean, very, very right to the edge. But since then, our Congress has voted 21 times to give more money to Obamacare. Did you hear what I just said? Through supplemental funding, they approved for money to go to the IRS. Why do you think the IRS director, Bud Shulman, went to Congress and admitted that 157 times he's been signed into the White House? 157 times his successor only went one time. The man he succeeded, predecessor, Evertson, he only went one time to the White House in 4 years. This guy has gone 157 times. They've got big plans at Obamacare for you. That's what he's doing there. That and his IRS targeting of tea parties and such. The IRS is not a normal organization. They don't just take care of your finances. Friends, when they came down and audited this particular ministry, my ministry, in 1998, they wanted to audit not just our financial books, but our philosophy and viewpoints. Where do they get off auditing philosophy and viewpoints? They've been doing this for a long time. Everybody thinks it's just since Obama took over. George W. Bush was a big dictator, and Cheney was really the reigning power in the White House. And George W. Bush just went around like an idiot, a village idiot. But I want you to understand something. Project Lucid is real. I gave you the names of the two scientists from the United Nations that conceived this thing. But also, you'll find out that all kind of agencies are hooked to it. Listen to this. FBI, KGB, or the old KGB, the CIA, the DEA, the DIA, the NSA, the IRS, the EPA, OSHA, OSHA, NCIC, USDA, FDA, the NRO, the BATF. You know the ones that killed Randy Weaver? They're hooked into this too. FinCEN, the INS, the ICE, DOJ, WTO, the World Trade Organization, Europol, Interpol, Mossad, MI5 and 6 from Great Britain. They're all linked into this. Revelation 6 says, come and see. Behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was death, and hell followed with them. This is a hellish spying system. Don't say to yourself, well, I haven't done anything wrong. They can't get me. They'll make up stuff. Believe me, they will make up stuff. They have machines now. They can use your voice. They tape you saying something you don't even realize that they're even taping it. Then they'll come back and say words and make it change. That's right. It's your voice. They'll say, isn't this you talking? And you hear it sounds just like you. It's a machine. Did you know that the NSA and the CIA now are replacing their workers that write news releases with machines? There are robots that do their news releases. That's incredible. Robots that do news releases, that write up stuff, that write stories. Can you escape this system? I don't think so. I don't think we can dismantle this because the big boys don't want to dismantle. And they are blackmailing our entire Congress. The only way we can get out of this is in this next election and the one after that when a third more of the senators are chosen. If we just vote against everybody, just redline all of them. Don't say, well, my congressman, he's okay. No, he's not. I've just told you, they know the IRS is going to run your health care system. They've been giving money to the IRS. They knew what Bud Shulman of the IRS was doing at the White House. He's making plans to use all of the spying resources at the IRS. They look at all of your financial stuff. And they also want to know every political organization you're involved with. They want to know even the content of your prayers. They want to know all the magazines that you read. Did you know the FBI and other agencies are going around to all the libraries now taking down names? They know what books you read. It is an incredible situation. We've got to put a stop to this. We've got to. Now, I want you to buy this book, Project Lucy. That's a start. To educate yourself. Find out about it. Find out about what's really going on. Order this book. I mean, it's an amazing thing. This is a complete revolutionary system that they're developing. And it didn't just come after 9/11 to stop a few terrorists. 19 terrorists. We're not spending over $120 billion a year at the NSA to stop 19 terrorists. No, that's not what the problem is. That's not what we're doing here. Now, in the back of this book, I have a lawsuit, the actual lawsuit filed by a gentleman against the NSA. You'll find out what he had to say when he sued the National Security Agency. He talks about what the NSA does. And you'll be shocked. They're putting microchips in brains right now. They're experimenting with this. There are thousands of people running around with chips in their brains that don't even know it now. And they're following these people and watching them. Then you'll also see an article written by Anthony Sutton, who wrote the great book, The Secret Establishment, about the Skull and Bones. One of the last articles he published, and Anthony gave me the permission to print it in this book,
is an expose of Project Lucid. Of Project Lucid. That's what he wrote. What is Lucid? It's an appendix in this book. You'll get Anthony Sutton's. Maybe you didn't read this book. You didn't know that it had the lawsuit in it. You didn't know that it had the material by Anthony Sutton in it. But it does. Project Lucid. Now, for $20, you could get this book. For $20, and please add $5 shipping and handling. A total of $25. We'll send you this book. It's over 200 pages, and it is an amazing thing. It is, you'll be shocked. Get the book. Project Lucid. The B666 Universal Human Control System. Our phone number is 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. Of course, you can write to us and send us $25. That'll take care of all of it. We'll get the book right out to you. We've got plenty of copies of it. Just ask for Project Lucid or the Lucid book, L-U-C-I-D. Write to us at 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. We have plenty of copies of the book, Project Lucid. You can go online, too. You'll find Project Lucid on the front, the home page. The home page. Project Lucid. Okay? And you can get it in our bookstore at powerofprophecy.com. Powerofprophecy.com. Of course, you can go to Barnes & Noble or Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and order the book. But I hope you'll get it from us because every cent you send us, I do not accept a royalty. I don't get a royalty. I'm not going to get a piece of the pie, so to speak. Sometimes I don't even get the crust of the pie, Jerry, as you know. But I want you to have this book. I wrote this book for you, for every American who cares about your future and your family's future. Project Lucid. Now, I also want to mention one thing before we go. I want to mention about our wonderful prophecy conference coming up. It's called Liberty and Truth Conference, July 9th. July 9th. We have some great speakers. In fact, two of them. Oh, it's July 6th. I'm sorry. I forgot. Okay, July the 6th. I tell you, you know, Jerry, I think I've got a little touch of Alzheimer's here. I'm not sure about that. But any case, Jerry keeps me on the straight and narrow. It is July the 6th, 2 days after July the 4th. So have your July the 4th and celebrate America and what our great founding fathers did, Declaration of Independence and all of that. And then hop on an airplane or in your car, your SUV or whatever, and come on down to Austin, Texas. And we're going to have some people here that are great. I mean, they're telling me some of the things they're going to do, and it's just wonderful. Galen Ross is going to talk about the Texas connection to the JFK assassination. Then we'll have Jim Mars. That's right. There really is a Jim Mars. He's a great guy. He's written, I don't know, 20-some-odd books, great books. One of them made the New York Times bestseller list, Crossfire, the expose of what really happened to JFK. Now, it's the 50th anniversary. Isn't it time? The 50th anniversary, we know exactly what happened. So Jim Mars is going to tell you. That's what I've told him. I said, you're going to tell us what happened, right? Well, you know, he said, okay. So he's ready to go too. Susanna Hupp, she's going to be here. What a gal this is. Former Texas legislator, a young lady. She lives, I think, up near Kerrville in Texas. But boy, did she ever learn a lot. She learned a lot about guns and gun control. And she's got a book, and she warns about gun control. She should know. She went with her mom and dad to a cafeteria in Killeen, Texas. And she came out without a mom and dad because a serial killer went in that place. And no one could have guns, could they? No one can bring guns in a public place, could they? And they killed her mom and dad. She was there that day. You've just got to find out what she has to say. You can imagine what she thinks about these monsters. They're not going to take away Susanna Hupp's guns. No. She knows what happened. Her mom and dad were murdered, and she was there with them in that cafeteria. I wanted to tell you the story. You've got to come and hear this. we're going to have a mystery guest. And I don't know, we have a R2-D2, the robot. I think he's going to come. He's going to say a few words too. Who knows? I don't think he can say anything. But quack, 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 quack. But anyway, he'll be there. Mystery guest. I'll be there with Wanda. We'll shake your hand, hug your, whatever it takes. We're going to be there. Hug your neck, whatever it takes. We hope you'll come, really. It's only $70 for all day from like 8 in the morning till, you know, 6 or 7 at night. 5 speakers and the mystery guest. Please come, won't you? Okay. That's the Liberty and Truth Conference, July the 6th here in Austin. How to register for it? Well, call us at 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673 and register. $70. And hey, that pays for a free lunch. We're going to give everybody lunch. So it's absolutely worth it. Won't you come? I look forward to meeting you. Okay. Now we're back on target again. You know, John F. Kennedy said something very, very interesting. In 1961, he was talking about national security. He was talking about the need for national security, but then he unexpectedly said something about secrecy. You know, we've had all these generals come forth and President Obama, oh, we need the National Security Agency. We've got to have it. Oh, we're finding out so much information. 1 billion pieces of information a day go into the National Security Agency's computers. 1 billion every day. We've got to have this. We've got to find out about the next 9/11. But what did John F. Kennedy as president say about secrecy? Let me read it to you. This is a quote right from the mouth of John F. Kennedy. He said this, "The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society." Think about that, friends. The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. Wow. This FISA court they tell you about, don't worry, the FISA court is overseeing this. It's a secret court. They don't reveal any of their deliberations. But I found out that out of 20,000 cases asking for a warrant, they only disapproved 20. It's a rubber stamp. That's what it is. It's a rubber stamp court. It's called FISA. They meet in secret. They deliberate in secret. And their decisions are secret. This is not a court. This is a Big Brother chamber. But John Kennedy would be opposed. Let me read to you. I won't comment anymore. Let me read to you direct. The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Wow. Even today, John Kennedy continued, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is a very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meanings to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it is in my control. President John F. Kennedy, in his address to the American Newspaper Publishers Association, April 27, 1961. Listen to what he says, my friends. He says that increased security will be seized upon as an excuse. They'll tell you, we need more security. We need these These underground gulag prisons in Guantanamo and around the world. We need to torture people. We need to give the president the authority to murder anybody without a court, trial. If he just suspects anybody of working with terrorism or whatever, he can send a drone and go blow them away. We've got to have these things. We've got to have more security, more national security. But John F. Kennedy said that he tells us the constant use of the terrorist threat to justify massive surveillance. That's right out of 1984. He says it's repugnant to a free society. By the way, John F. Kennedy was not a Mason. He was not a Freemason. Had nothing to do with secret societies or secret oaths or secret proceedings like the FISA court. Now, they want to get Ed Snowden and bring him back to the United States. He blabbed about the NSA. Well, if they hadn't been breaking the Constitution, violating it in the first place, he wouldn't be telling us about it. And if he hadn't have told us about it, millions of Americans wouldn't even know what they were doing, would they? Now, I've known about this for years. If you had read Project Lucid, you'd see exactly what was happening at the NSA. You would know. But millions of Americans did not know. Now they do. Was Ed Snowden a hero? Yeah, he was a hero. There's nothing, no information that he has that he's going to give to Red China or to Russia that should be there. Why don't we just discontinue the NSA, close down those buildings, sell them for real estate, make whatever money we can from them. Close them down. That's right. Close them down. Let's get rid of the National Security Establishment. This is what President Eisenhower warned about in his farewell message. He called it the military-industrial complex. He said, beware of its unwarranted influence. He was succeeded by John F. Kennedy, who warned us about secret societies and secret proceedings and secret oaths and the very word secrecy being repugnant in a free and open society. And then we had Nixon, who was a crook, who did all kinds of things secretly. But now we have Clinton, we have George W. Bush, and we have Barack Obama, all of whom are triple as crooked and corrupt as was their predecessors, Kennedy and so forth. Now, they're way more corrupt than Watergate and Nixon, I can tell you that. Did you know that Media Research Center recently came out with a report, and they said 92 stories they found about weather. Now, I know there are millions more, but I'm talking about from the major news agencies, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, the Today Show, the Good Morning America Show, and so forth. They found 92 stories in which the term global warming or climate change was used. 92 stories. Okay? When all of the cruds, you know, they give you the news, talk about global warming. And it's also Diane Sawyer, Brian, whatever his silly name is, Matt Lauer of the Today Show on TV. 92 stories. And they all said that there's global warming. All 92. There wasn't one of these stories run on the major media that told people that for 13 straight years we've had global cooling. But it's true. 13 straight years we've had global cooling. Every time they get on in 92 straight stories, they said, there's global warming. We're going to have to do something about it. Now you've got President Obama saying, we've got to do something and quick. We've got to get out there. And he's issuing all kind of executive orders. What they want to do is tax us. They want more taxes. T-A-X-E-S. They're going to tax gasoline for everything. They're going to tax every combustible engine. Why? We've got to pay for agencies. We've got to have a carbon's emission tax for all the corporations. We've got to spend billions more on a problem that doesn't even exist, because now the scientists are all befuddled. There is no global warming. There's never been any global warming. It's a manufactured myth It's mythical. It's a hoax. You see where I'm leading here? This is just one, but the president, Obama, comes out and says it's desperate. Al Gore says, if you deny global warming, you're worse than the Holocaust deniers. There are people that say you need to be put in prison if you deny it. Isn't that something? And yet the very founder of the Weather Channel has come out and said it's all a myth. It's a hoax. There is no global warming. But they want to tax you for it. In Oregon, a man was sent to prison because he was saving something he shouldn't have been saving. He was saving something he should not have been saving. Guess what it was? Water. He was storing up water on his farm for when there was a drought. They said, you can't store up water. Water doesn't belong to you. The rain belongs to the government. My friends, they're going to be charging you taxes for your breath, what you breathe in, for the air. They're already charging in Oregon and some states for the water. Now, where does the North American Union fit into all this? They're going to give these biometric cards to all of these illegal aliens that they want to give amnesty to. And then it's going to be perpetual. They'll continue to give illegal aliens permanent amnesty. Why? There will be no security in the border. They're going to close the borders down and let them all come in because we're going to have the North American Union. That was decided in 2005 by President Bush, by Martin, the Prime Minister of Canada, and by whatever his name was, the Mexican president. All three of them got together and made a decision. But did you vote on it? Did our Congress even vote on it? The North American Union is here with this immigration bill. Or I should say non-immigration reform package. Tell them no. Tell them you don't want this immigration bill. They say the system is broken. It's not broken. It's very simple. Be at the border, catch the illegal aliens when they come in, and send them kicking back to their homeland. It's simple. It's a simple, wonderful system. If they get by you and you find them in America somewhere working or whatever, arrest them, arrest the employer. Send them back to Mexico, put the employer in prison. Our system is not broken. It does not need to be fixed. We simply need to pay attention to the law. If President Obama cannot pay attention to the law, if he cannot obey the law, then he's violating his oath and he should be impeached. Impeach all of these congressmen. And believe me, tell them right away, you don't want Obamacare. You don't want it. And you're not going to have it. And they need to vote it out right now. The Congress has to approve the money for it. Tell them you don't want any money going for it. It will die a natural death. Tell them, I don't want Obamacare. I want you to vote against it. They'll say, well, I already voted. Vote day is over. No, it's not. No, it's not. They're voting. They voted 21 times to fund it. 21 times. The 22nd time, tell them you're going to kick them out of office. You want nothing to do with Obamacare. You want nothing to do with amnesty, immigration. Now, they use other names. They say, well, it's not really amnesty. It's blah, 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 like Marco Rubio. What a jackal, that guy from Florida. I leave you with one thing from H.L. Mencken, the Baltimore Evening Sun, July 26, 1920. Prophetic words. He says this, as democracy is perfected, the office of the president represents more and more closely the inner soul of the people. On some great and glorious day, the plain folks of America will reach their heart's desire at last, and the White House will be occupied by a downright fool and a complete narcissistic moron. H.L. Mencken, 1920, and we've reached that day. The moron's name, Barack Hussein Obama. I'm Tex Mars. Thank you for listening to me today here on Power of Prophecy. My prayer is you'll tune in each time, each week, and discover the power of prophecy.